This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:37 in the evening and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Ayman. Of course, Sean Tanis is in the studio for our market wrap. Sean, today we're looking at the battle between HBO, Netflix and Amazon at the 71st Emmy Awards. By the way, I never thought our news bulletins would say the word Fleabag, but they have. I've heard it. So streaming services are continuing to challenge HBO's dominance at the Emmys, with Amazon alone raking in 7 wins today. And four of the wins actually came for Fleabag, yeah, which won Best Comedy.
Yeah, so HBO was again helped by Game of Thrones.
For the last time, I think.
Which got 2 awards out of a total 9. In fact, HBO had a record 137 nominations, where GOT alone had 32 nominations, and their limited series Chernobyl also landed 3 victories. So combined with last week's Emmy ceremony for creative arts categories, HBO beat Netflix with a total of 34 wins. Netflix had 27 and Amazon had a total of 15. But this year could also be the last year for anyone to exert their dominance, because the television industry is going through a revolution in the form of streaming sector. So Apple and Disney are also launching their streaming services in November, and then HBO Max will be launched by WarnerMedia next year. And around that time, NBC Universal will also roll out Peacock. So a lot of new digital players are coming in to compete for this award in the short term, just within 1 year.
And both Netflix and Amazon are also looking at this new space to grow, considering HBO's long-running drama giants like Game of Thrones and Veep are leaving the stage now. Again, this raises questions about the future of premium cable services.
Yeah, so despite the fact there were many Game of Thrones fans being unhappy over the final season, like Lynn,
they were... Hey, okay, calm down.
They were so great as a whole package from season one that the Television Academy members who vote on the Emmys also reward series for their entire body of work, you see. So, meaning that GOT won the 2 awards even when they were supposedly bad and their finisher was underwhelming. So, that's the kind of quality HBO will struggle to replicate going forward, I guess. And in fact, Netflix came in second place overall without 3 of its most favorite hits. And the Stranger Things, Orange is the New Black and The Crown. So, indeed, the days of glory for, I guess, ad-sponsored broadcast and cable TV is going away, I think.
So we're going to be talking about the Emmys a little bit more today after the 7:30 news on Skip Intro. Stay tuned for that. Now, back home on Bursa Malaysia, shares of Willow Glen MSC rose in early trading today. What is the update there?
Yeah, so the shares rose about 2.5 cents this morning after they secured a contract to provide surveillance system to SP Power Asset in Singapore. However, year to date, the counter has fallen about 16.6%. And in the second quarter, closed in June, they posted a 21% increase in net profit at 3.28 million ringgit. So at today, they closed up at 41 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.